You are listening to Coaching Business Spotlight. Learn how to grow your business and yourself from the most inspiring coaches in the industry today. Your fun and entertaining host, Kat Connect, brings wisdom from her over two decades of success in business. Kat is the author of the best-selling book, Evolve Your Coaching Business, a leader for the Coactive Training Institute, and CEO of Soul Driven Success Business Academy for Coaches. It's time for today's big conversation with Kat.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the Coaching Business Spotlight Show. I'm your host, Kat Connect, and I love to share with you on this show soul-driven strategies that are here to help you succeed in your business and your life. When I was making the choice to become a coach, a professional coach, I had confidence that I could make this work because I had had past experience. I had helped my first husband in a fruit business. If you read my book, Evolve Your Coaching Business, you can read all about that story because I found there were a lot of similarities between having a fruit business and starting a coaching business. In the fruit business, the place that we lived, there were a ton of other fruit growers. It was a big fruit growing area. A lot like coaching. There's a lot of other coaches. But what we did in that business was we found a niche. We found, okay, most of the farmers, most of the growers that make a lot of money are selling to the processing plants. And they are already have those contracts. And that's already covered that whole ground. And it wasn't really what excited us as fruit growers, because what we wanted to do was grow new types of fruit. We wanted to experiment. We wanted our fruit to be the very best tasting fruit on the planet. So we did some research and we found that the people who wanted the new fruit, the very best fruit tasting fruit on the planet, lived in middle to upscale neighborhoods in Washington, D.C., which was a town close to us. So we set up farmers markets of our own in and near those neighborhoods. We gave those people what they wanted. That's what we're really looking for as coaches. You want to find out, what is it that excites you? What do you most want to do as a coach? And this is what my guest today calls your why. What is your why? What's pulling you forward? And then you look to find who are the most ideal people who want your fruit, the fruit of your coaching business service. That's what I get excited about. And I'm excited to have introduce my guest today because he is a serial entrepreneur and he knows a lot about business, but he brings a huge amount of wisdom on this show to talk about how all of that knowledge is great, but there are some other things you need to consider when it comes to having a successful business, because what it means is if you want to be in business for yourself, you are an entrepreneur. So I welcome to the show, Roderick Lenhart. So it's funny. So because Roderick, I know him really well, but I never have to say his last name. So I'm like, okay, Roderick Lenhart. And I know you, Roderick, because we've worked together, coach and client. You've been in my community. But there are some things that I am so curious to find out about. And I know the people, the coaches listening to this show will get so much out of hearing a bit about your journey, because so many coaches, maybe most coaches, right, started somewhere else. Like most coaches don't get out of high school and like, oh, I'm going to be a coach. It's like some other things happen first. And for you, you know, I think of you as a serial entrepreneur. Right. So I want to kind of start there. Like, what were some of your businesses that you had before you became a coach?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So in all my years, I've only spent three not as a business owner. So serial entrepreneur certainly fits the bill. And
yeah,
without boring you with all the stories, you know, I grew up with basically nothing. And I think that's what drove me to have that entrepreneurial spirit, was because if I wanted a bike or a Nintendo or new shoes for school or something, I was going to figure out a way to get it. Like, mom and dad were not buying these things. So I would sell golf balls down at the public course. I'd go traipse the woods trying to find things. I'd do the whatever candy drive I could. You know, I'd find stuff around the house that I could sell to the neighbors. Like I was crazy when I was a kid. Resell candy in school. Like, you know, mom, take me to Sam's Club. And I'd buy these things called tongue splashers, if you remember those. And they turned your tongue different colors. Uh-huh. And I'd buy a bucket of them and I'd sell them for 25 cents a piece. And I was making like a 300% profit. And I was in seventh.
Entrepreneurial spirit.
So I figured out really early.
Yeah.
That I was only limited by my own ability to work and to connect with people. And, you know, by the time I graduated college, I had already started five different businesses. I graduated with an entrepreneurship, family, and small business degree from UT and moved to Charleston, South Carolina. And my businesses ranged from automotive parts. I invented some automotive parts that I sold all over the world. I had a car detailing business. I had a eBay wholesaling business in 99 when eBay was the Wild West of the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Before the PayPal IPO, to give you an idea. And I took, when I was 22, I was in Charleston and Charleston, South Carolina, and I took a job. And that's the bad word of the day is job. And it was sales. I was selling new homes for a Fortune 100 builder, and I was making more in a month than my parents ever made in a year. Mm-hmm. I could buy anything I want, go anywhere I want, do anything I want. I woke up every day saying, is this all there is? I was anxious. I was depressed. I had suicidal thoughts, and I had no idea why.
Wow.
I now call that right map, wrong mountain. I had followed all the correct map to success and happiness and fulfillment, but I was on somebody else's mountain. And I think we all experience that at some point. Hopefully you don't, but I think most of us do. And it's because we're influenced by Western society, about what success looks like. We're influenced by our parents, by our pastors, by our partners, by all of these different people. And we never take the time.
You know, they want the best for us. Yeah. Right. Right.
Quote, unquote, but I always say your friends and family are the worst place for advice for a reason.
Right. Right.
But you know, we're not taught, it's not our fault. You know, we're not taught to take the time to build a life that we want. We just react, die. And I've broken down entrepreneurship into five phases. So you can do the, you know, milliondollarflipflops.com/quiz and it will tell you where you are at in the five phases of the entrepreneur.
I love that. And I do. I definitely want to talk about that quiz. I want to bring that in. So we're definitely going to go there, but I want to look at another piece, because I think what you're hitting on here, Roderick, is so true for it's everybody I know. There comes a moment where you realize that you're on the wrong mountain. Is that the metaphor? Yeah. You're on the wrong mountain. It's just like, this is not, and it hurts. And some people, you know, they start drinking or they do drugs or there's some way it has to play out. Unless you really listen and go, okay, this is not going to work for me. I'm going to do something else. And you trust that you're going to make that something else work and you don't have to go down the traditional path. So what inspired you to start a coaching business? Like, what was that? I don't know whether that was a wake up call for you or like, what was that part of the journey like?
I sold my last business. So I had a construction company in Charlotte and then a real estate company in Charlotte, a short-term rental company in Charlotte. And about 18 months ago, I sold that. I was very fortunate and I don't have to do anything if I don't want to. And as a true entrepreneur, that retirement, and I always say I could strap on my white Velcro New Balance and go build hot rods out in the shop back here, because that's what I do in my spare time. I build classic cars. And that lasted about 5 days before I started thinking of the next business, and to much to Nicole's chagrin. But there was too much. Ultimately, the tipping point was there was too much in my head, having gone through a lot of these trials, that I couldn't just let it die inside of me. You know, it's a disservice to my fellow man to just let it die inside of me. And and if you know anything about what we do, I donate 100% of our profits, 100% of the profits from the book, the courses, everything I do gets donated to our foundation, Send a Student Leader Abroad. So I truly do this from a place of service and a place of love. And we were talking about it on your section of the show, but I do 15-minute clarity calls is what they're called, but they're a triage call to see if we're a fit to work together. And I say in there, you know, it's free. And why would I give away my time for free? Because I love it. because connecting with someone on the other side of the world or the country, learning about their business and learning about their struggles, if I can help them, great. We build a little plan together, whether we work together or not. I love that. And I know that a percentage of people will want help implementing it, right? So it's, but a day full of calls, even if nobody bought anything, is a really great day for me.
Absolutely. So, well, I can see, you know, for those of you who are watching, you can see, I can see and I can hear that it just lights you up. So I, you know, part of your journey I hear is letting go of the thought, oh, I don't have to do anything, but there's something I want to do because it lights me up and it's actually going to help other people.
Yeah. Yeah. And the lessons I learned from business to business to business is that you don't have to have some exit in order to do that. You know, I built my last two businesses, which were very much, I'm in the trenches every day, but I built them in ways that were my definitions of success. And those very rarely involved money. You know, there's, I think I put a post up the last couple of days on my Instagram, but it's, you know, I don't have an alarm on my phone. I haven't woken up to an alarm in 15 years. Mm-hmm. That's success for me. I don't have notifications on my phone. That's success for me. I can go wherever I want, whenever I want. That's success for me. I don't have to wear foot prisons. You know, I wear flip-flops.
I know.
That's success for me, right? Yeah. So it's defining what that means for you. And I did that in my last businesses too.
Huh. And so what, again, like, so what, was there a certain, had you heard about coaching? I'm just kind of curious, how did it come on your radar? And what was it that it sparked in you before you even knew? Like that had you go, yes, I'm going to do this as a business.
I had helped a lot of people underneath me start their businesses when I was in construction and when I was in real estate. So just, you know, having a beer and telling them what I know and helping them get set up and giving them these ideas that they can build with the end in mind, what they actually want to do. And I was also a baseball coach, and you'll see how this is related, but I coached baseball in Charlotte for 10 or 11 years. A handful of my kids went on to play Major League Baseball, and they'd approach you years later and say, "Coach, you remember?" So I was a coach in that sense too. But "Coach, you remember that thing you told me XYZ day 8 years ago?" And I'm like, "Nah, man. Like, I don't. I'm sorry." And you crush their dreams, and then you bring them back up, and they, you know, I had, I don't know, 600 kids, and but something you said to them changed their trajectory.
Yeah.
And until you experience that, I'm getting chills telling you the story right now, and I've told this story 100 times to somebody.
Yeah.
It's like, that's why I'm a coach. You know, there's. And it's week two in my program, typically, when they're starting to go through the waves method and the light bulbs are going off for them. And we're doing that first catch-up call now that they have these new ideas in their head. And I watch it on their face. And I see all the light bulbs going off. I get all the chills. And I'm just like, F and A, it's working. I love this. You know, and that experience is the juice. That's the adrenaline. That's the rush. That's the dopamine hit. That's the, all that's the things you want to call it.
That's
why I'm a coach. You know, money and all the other things are just byproduct of value, right?
I agree. And yet, you know, they're important for most people who want to make it a career. So I'm really curious, what has surprised you? So you've had these other businesses. You have a business, you know, Acunum, is that what the word is?
And
Acumen. Thank you. I have like three questions around that, because I would really know that the listeners wanted to know kind of what are the surprises and what did you do about it? Or like, you know, how did you work through them?
Yeah. Probably the biggest challenge for me is that I was very much a kind of brick and mortar local. I knew a ton of people. You know, I could start something and just through my network, I could make it a business locally, right? Everything I did was local. And the coaching sphere, at least the way I'm designing this, is global. And I didn't grow up learning digital marketing. I'm not a social media guy. I don't necessarily enjoy it other than posting travel pictures. Yeah. You know, so.
Yeah. No, and I think that's a really important point.
It's learning for that everybody. Side of it.
Yeah. And to know most of us don't come in liking that or thinking, wow, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's just a whole different language, right? A whole different
language. a whole different language. And the whole hook story offer side of things, right? Where it's like, if you give me a webinar or a workshop or we're talking for an hour, you're going to like what I have to say. But I have to say that in one sentence that gets you to stop scrolling. And then I have to say it in two more to get you to click. And was it Twain, or it was either Twain or one of the presidents that said, I apologize for the long letter. I didn't have time to write a short one.
That's right. I think it was Mark Twain.
And you saw it in your book. I certainly saw it writing my book. You know, it's to keep paring down and paring down and paring down and paring down is incredibly challenging, more than I ever would have thought it would. And that's with a 25 plus year sales marketing, professional sales marketing background.
And were there internal challenges? So they're kind of the external, but what were some things that you had to work through yourself?
The phrase I use is with a big enough why anyhow is possible. And I have a huge why with the foundation. I have a huge why with impacting a million entrepreneurs. I have these big whys, and that's what keeps me going. If this was just, I need some more money, or I want some time off, or all of the superficial things like the people that we were just talking about, we'll get you $100,000 a month in 2 months.
That's right. You know,
I would quit. You know, and I think Dan Henry, who I follow, he put up a post recently. He said he doesn't worry about copycats. Because the copycats don't have a big enough why. When they hit the first hurdle, they're going to quit. They're not going to jump over it because they didn't start with a big enough reason to start. And I think that internal struggle of like, this isn't working. Now I'm going to try the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. You know, that internal struggle is salved by having this huge why. Like, I have to get it to work, you know?
Yeah, I love that, Roderick. So inspiring. Having witnessed you on your journey, that why, I heard that why early on for you, you did the work to identify it and you did the work to make it real. Like with your foundation, that's your particular way of making it real, to actually have something tangible that you knew was that most important thing to you that you would keep going. I think many coaches that I work with struggle with that piece. So I love you bringing that in. We can call it, you know, you call it their why. It can be called lots of different things. It can be your vision. It can be, you know, the thing that gets you out of bed in the morning. It can include how you want your life to be, because I know that's something you work with your people on. It's like, let's look at the life that you want. What is this all really in service of? And now then we can look at the tactical pieces. Because that's where I see people get stuck. They look at the tactical pieces first. What are those? And that just anybody, I mean, I don't know. That just going to put people to sleep. It's not very interesting if that's all that you're doing.
Sell the vacation, not the line at TSA.
I love that. There's another area that I want to look at with you, because I know you have a book. So tell me, what inspired you to write a book? Because it's a big project.
Huge project. The book was meant to, I mean, you were there for a lot of this. Like the book was just meant to be like a quick, call it one third manifesto, manuscript and manual. Like it's was just my story. It was meant to be an authority piece. Like it was just kind of, here's why I've done what I've done. I have got a little street cred. Maybe you should listen to me. It was not, it turned into this huge thing. It had a huge launch and we ended up, we hit number one in 7 categories on Amazon. And this was after you couldn't be in like Asian foot rubs for your business book and hit number one with 3 sales, right?
I do understand how it all works.
Yeah. So like 5 categories, we hit top new release. Like it was unbelievably amazing how it all went down. But
even underneath that, because like you said, I was there, you got in touch with something you really wanted to communicate to people.
Yeah. And it
went from being this tactical thing, I'll just do a little thing here, to oh no, people, here's something I'm going to say. I want you to know it.
Yeah, I think as I started that process of writing, it turned into something I really wanted to be proud of, and eventually it hits you that this is, if you have any kind of compass whatsoever, it hits you that this is going to be in the Library of Congress. Like this is there forever. So if you put out crap, your crap is out there forever. So, and I don't put out crap. So it was, all right, this is going to be a real thing. But I think the driving force was the things I have been through that I don't want others to go through. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get all that down, whether one person read it or 1 million people read it. I wanted someone to not have to suffer like I did by learning from my experience.
That's beautiful. And what I think and what I take from that, Roderick, is we coach people. That's part of what we do. We have training programs or we do webinars, other things. But I think it's really important that we give people other ways, like you said, other ways to get help. And a book is a beautiful way to do that. I think a book is a great way for coaches. You know, it's great for business, but it's also what you said. It's a way, okay, I really want to help people. So here's a way that it can actually get it in people's hands. And I don't know exactly what you just said, but what I got from it was we don't want to do crap. We don't want to just lead people on. It can't just be a tactical piece. There has to be heart in it. It has to matter. It has to actually help people. And this is what when I'm working with people on their marketing and they're looking at a lead magnet, and we're going to get to your quiz. I'm going to talk about how important, because I've been working with people right now, getting a quiz, they want that freebie. They want to get something out there and they can think very tactically. And what I love about your quiz, it's something that I work really hard on my quiz about, is like, what actually is going to help people? And this is for the coaches listening to this, right? It's like, first think about what are your people need help with before you think tactically, and then dial it back in and create something that's actually going to make a difference to them.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious about your quiz and what you found makes a difference to entrepreneurs.
The quiz is meant to identify where you are. I call them the five phases of the entrepreneur. And these came not just from my own experience. And like most things, you realize that other people have done this exact same journey, right? And all I did was label it. And I say, you need the first two, you want the last two, but most of us get stuck in number three and start over. And it goes from the believer to the business Buddha. And the quiz helps you identify which of those phases you're in. And it's super, it's like 3 minutes to do this quiz. Mm-hmm. And I caution people, if you're going to go there and take it, people answer how they want to be, not where they are. And so they get an unnaturally high, they'll go to the next level because they're answering their aspirations, not where they currently are in their life or their business. And yes, we just do that as human beings, right?
But we do, yes.
But if you answer it honestly and authentically, it's going to spit out this answer. And I've put together a ton of resources, my personal reading list for each phase, what to expect in the next phase, a bunch of freebies, like everything I could possibly, the first two chapters of the book, like everything is in there, and a video for each phase that explains kind of where you're at, what to look out for the next phase. And all of it's free, but you just go do it. And it's really just meant to, you know, once you see something, you can't unsee it. Once you hear it, you can't unhear it. Once you know these principles,
yes,
you won't be able to stop. It's like when you know the KFC man is not a bow tie, it's a little stick figure on top of a giant head. Once you see that, you can never see it another way. And that's the idea, right? Is just to give people a perspective shift.
Yeah. I'm really curious about that. What kind of in general, so that's what your quiz does. I know, you know, again, with my quiz with assessments, what's the challenge that quiz gets at that entrepreneurs face? And like you said, maybe all of us.
Most of us want to know where to go and we don't know where we are.
Yeah. Wow. I think that's there's a big truth. We don't know where we are. It's our minds are geared to thinking about where we want to go and what we want to make happen. And there's often fear in that too. Like there's some fear mixed in with that. Like, sure, I don't know if I'm ever going to get there. And so that fear kind of brings, I think that fear is part of what brings confusion. What do you think brings clarity and gets people on track? The entrepreneurs that you work with.
So the reason we do the 15-minute clarity call, whether we work together or not, we build a triangle model. If you're familiar with a triangle model, if you're not, and you follow me at $1 million flip-flops, it's the second box on my Instagram that says how it works. But everything I do is in 6-week chunks because it's an achievable time frame. And it's what is my next right thing over the next 6 weeks? And then what are the three main blocks? What are the three things I'll achieve? And then you build the satellites and then I traffic light them, right? So it's red, yellow, green. What do we need to work on now? And it's not focusing on my 10-year goal. It's what do I need to do in the next 6 weeks to get me closer to that thing? And I'll give you a little hack before I go that I call the 2244
rule. Always good.
So I call it the 2244 rule. And it's, you know how when you see the clock and it says 11:11 or it says 3:33, or there's these times where you always look at the clock, it says it. Anytime the clock is at 22 or 44, which we just passed, and now it's just like the KFC man, you'll see it more now. You'll think of me and Kat.
Oh, no, it's going to be in my head now.
So when it says 22 or 44, no matter what time of day, is what you're doing right now getting you further from or closer to that big goal? Mm-hmm. And if you're doom scrolling, further from. If you're reading trash magazines, further from. You know, and it's just that little check-in that says, and now that we've chunked that down into 6 weeks, it's not, will I be a great person and serve humanity? It's, is, am I getting closer to or further from my 6 week goal?
Such a great, and that can be chasing those shiny objects as well. Am I taking this class or this course that has nothing to do with where I am right now? It's not getting me anywhere.
Right.
That's a great hack. That's a great tip. Well, it has been just a pure joy to talk to you, Roderick. How can people find you? I know you've got, like we've been talking about, you got lots of free resources out there, lots of ways to help entrepreneurs. I know the coaches that listen to this will really benefit.
Yeah. MillionDollarFlipFlops.com is the easiest place, and at MillionDollarFlipFlops on every channel there is on social media. They're all the same. So I'm super easy to find.
That's so cool. MillionDollarFlipFlops. Check it out. All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kat.
Thank you for tuning in to another insightful episode of the Coaching Business Spotlight. What are you taking away with you today that you will put into action right now? Connect with us on both Facebook and LinkedIn and let me know. I also love to hear your questions and suggestions for upcoming shows. To keep inspired on your journey, make sure to visit our website at souldrivensuccess.com and subscribe to our podcast so we can continue to accompany you on your journey to success. Until our next episode, take care, and we'll catch you in our next conversation. Stay inspired.